You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Alfredo Cruz. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Let's get started with news that San Bernardino is paying $1.3 million to settle a lawsuit by a towing company over the fairness of the city's contracting process.
Yeah, the company is called Pepe's Towing, and in fact, they do have contracts in a number of other cities around the Inland Empire. And these contracts are to tow vehicles that have been involved in accidents or, you know, stolen vehicle that's been recovered, things like that. It's kind of a sought-after type of contract. San Bernardino, over the years, has had about six towing companies in rotation, and Pepe's has applied four times to be part of that rotation and each time been rejected, even though they say they are certainly as qualified as any of the other towing companies that do have these contracts. Most recently, Pepe's filed a lawsuit in federal court, and the city now has decided it's just not worth fighting that. They have agreed, as you said, to this settlement without an admission of liability. They're not saying they did anything wrong. However, they have agreed to pay Pepe's $700,000 within the month, and then $200,000 on the first week of July for the next 3 years after that. And that's how it adds up to that $1.3 million.
Wow. So Pepe's has been trying to get a contract with them and hasn't been able to.
Right. And, you know, the allegation is that there's favoritism and cronyism. The city, as I said, does not admit to that. However, a lawyer for Pepe's Towing said that he found in doing his research that the companies that are in the city's rotation had contributed to the campaigns of certain elected officials.
Well, another suit in Riverside is paying close to $1 million to settle lawsuits over the mayor's right to veto the city manager's salary. Now, that happened a couple of years ago, right?
The controversy? Yeah, this has been going on for about 2.5 years, and finally the city reached a settlement. This all started when Mayor Rusty Bailey filed a lawsuit saying that he had the right to veto a contract that the city council had reached with the then city manager, John Russo, to retain him as city manager. The mayor thought it was much too expensive. He called it exorbitant and vetoed the contract. However, the city council said the mayor doesn't have the authority to veto a contract with a city manager or the city attorney or the city clerk. Those specifically are called out in the city charter as the responsibility of the council. However, the courts did not agree and, in fact, ruled that the mayor did have the right to veto. This all became kind of moot because the city manager was fired subsequently and left the city, went to another city. But, you know, although the city council did put some charter amendments on the ballot for voters to decide in November, that is not one of the issues. That'll have to wait for clarification later.
Wow. Let's move to Upland. In Upland, the city treasurer has resigned after alleging that city officials interfered with his fiduciary duties.
Yeah, his name is Larry Kinley. He was elected 4 years ago in November, so he hasn't been city treasurer for that long. He quit after accusing the city council and staff members of what he called malfeasance and a corrupt process. What he wanted to do was include in his monthly treasurer reports to the council a line that called out how much the city owes in unfunded pension obligations. And the city manager said that's not relevant to the treasurer's report, which is really just an investment report detailing how much money the city has saved up and how much its expenses are. And so the line at the end of each report calling out how much the city owes in pension expenses was deleted. And finally, the city treasurer refused to sign the reports, and he stopped signing them about a year ago. And now the city manager has been signing those treasurer reports. So Kinley wrote a scathing letter to the council announcing that he was resigning and accusing the council of wrongdoing. So it's really kind of a dispute over whether or not these pension obligation reports belong in the treasurer's report, or as the city manager said, she offered him the opportunity to file a separate report calling out those problems.
Okay. Finally, the Montclair City Council has approved plans to radically redesign the former Montclair Plaza Shopping Center. What do they have in mind there?
Yeah, well, the Montclair Plaza now, it's been in operation since 1968, and it's lost a couple of its major anchors. Sears and most recently Nordstrom have pulled out, so it's left with just two anchors, Macy's and JCPenney. That's been happening not just in Montclair, but in a lot of places. San Bernardino, for one, has lost its Sears, and Riverside lost its Nordstrom. So the city is looking with the owner of the mall at what to do to kind of revitalize it and what they're proposing. In fact, the council, as you say, approved a plan that would redesign the whole area, 104 acres surrounding the mall. That's off of the 10 freeway between Monte Vista and Central Avenues, and add retail buildings and a new thoroughfare for outdoor shopping surrounded by residential towers up to 20 stories tall, a hotel of 100 to 200 rooms, office buildings, parks. The idea is a live-work environment where retail would be on the ground floor of these towers and people would live upstairs. And part of the design is to have something called a Rambla, patterned after a street in Barcelona, Spain, that would have restaurants and stores and a farmer's market and be kind of pedestrian-friendly, kind of getting away from the enclosed mall concept and making these much more human spaces. There would be a couple of parking structures to create one-stop parking so people would be encouraged to get out and walk and shop and eat, watch a movie, go to the park, things like that. That concept is not going to be built all at once. It would take, the city says, at least 20 years to build out.
Okay, we wish them luck. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you, Alfredo.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out on Friday mornings on the News Wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. Thanks to Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers for allowing us access to their info. I'm Alfredo Cruz, Empire KVCR News.